This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Good to be back in studio and not broadcasting from the road. It is the 25th day of August 2015 on this Tuesday worldwide broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Joe Biggs is going to be in studio with us, along with State Representative Matt Shea from Washington State. There's a large contingent of state reps, most of them veterans, who are exposing the globalist agenda. We've had state reps on from Washington State that have exposed actual secret FEMA camps that are admitted to be prepared for the American people. And, of course, since that broke 3 years ago here on air, the Pentagon has declassified civilian inmate labor camp program operations and the massive expansion of that for civil unrest. We're not saying it's imminent. We're not saying Jade Helm is that. But clearly there's a buildup for war during a collapse, using the social unrest and degeneration of order to scapegoat and target the liberty movement that is the strongest tent pole in the tent, undoubtedly. It's an act of sabotage against the Republic. And there is a sheriff in Spokane. We're going to review him today with Joe Biggs and the state rep, not because InfoWars is under attack, not because the sheriff's even that important by himself, but he's a good case study. Like if you were studying psychopaths, you might study the Manson family, Charlie Manson, or you might study Ted Bundy, or you might study Henry Lee Lucas. If you were studying Hollywood actors, you might study, you know, John Wayne or Marilyn Monroe. And so when we talk about federally controlled minion sheriffs who really hate patriots, and hate the liberty movement and just have a vicious preparation and a lust for this coming takeover, this guy's it. So we're going to look at how he lies. We're going to look at how he deceives. And then in the new year, because I'm about to launch the TV network, this show and the nightly news on satellite systems and some TV and cable systems, and we've got a lot of other stuff coming up that's going to be announced, but you can bet your bottom dollar I will be either late this year or next year going to Spokane. And, you know, the sheriff put out tweets like, come on, about time you come down here. Just really creepville. And, of course, this is when we put out video, or we just linked to it, of a lady at a SWAT team fair with the MRAPs, and they're saying, well, these are for gun owners and constitutionalists. And the sheriff came out and said that we were liars and that InfoWars was threatening his deputies as if we were threatening him. And then they pointed out some comments on the forum. I mean, that could have been done by him. I'm not saying he did, but to say that some anonymous poster is InfoWars is like saying if somebody drops a piece of bubble gum on the street, that the city's responsible because you step on it and it's on the street. I mean, it's just no connection. And he's back doing it again, that he's getting death threats and that we're basically right-wing extremist terrorists and all this bull and attacking six members of the legislature. So he's an important microcosm. Bonnie Hari is launching a very exciting new initiative. She'll be popping in with us. We'll look at Russia basically banning all U.S. food imports. Gerald Celente is going to pop in for 30 minutes to talk about the accelerating collapse and more today. But in the first hour, get ready because I am wound up and I want to get into the economic situation, where that's going. I want to get into new Planned Parenthood video, has them joking about they needing 50 livers a week and complaining that sometimes it's just a blood clot and so they don't want to get scammed on the baby parts and they laugh. We've got just so much news to cover today. Hillary, more and more, it looks like, will be dropping out of the race as they prepare Biden.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
And look, wind been blowing on my back. I was born to bring trouble wherever I'm at. Put a number to see, tattooed on my neck. At eight, it starts to itch, like I'm turned to red.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. I am your host, Alex Jones. It is good to be back here in Austin, Texas, after co-hosting and broadcasting from the road with David Knight and the rest of the crew. Very successful mission up to Toronto, Canada. I've been to Ottawa, their capital. I've been to Vancouver, out on the other side of Canada. But I tell you, Toronto is a really nice city. Feels very science fiction-y. Maybe it was just the totally blue skies and the high-tech looking buildings. And then I traveled across and went to Toronto Island and went swimming in the 70-degree Lake Ontario and saw the little fish swimming around.
It was certainly a very, very beautiful place. There is so much good in this world, so much good in this universe, and it certainly needs to be celebrated, protected, and appreciated. And I, for one, just want to say I appreciate it, and I appreciate the gift of consciousness that God has given me, and I am very thankful for the fact that I am alive and sentient, and again, am extremely humbled by it. And I'm humbled by being here on air. I talk a lot about this before I get into the news. I'm just going to say it again because it's the best news I can give you. A lot of you out there of every race, color, creed around the world love freedom, hate tyranny. And you're fighting different permutations of it wherever you find it because it's just instinctive. It's at a cellular level. But you're not prominent. You're not a, quote, you know, well-known person in media, and so you don't get to really experience how many people are awake. And it really is a paradox because when you can't walk down the street anywhere, not just in the Western world, but in third world countries, without every fifth, sixth, seventh person stopping and shaking your hand, when you can't swim 100 yards off the coast in a great lake without people swimming by you and lifeguards on rowboats coming by and saying, hey, we're listeners, you've got to know there is a lot of people awake. And it's very, very humbling to have probably 500 or more of the 1,200 people that came to hear George Norrie, myself, and Nick Pope speak stand in line for 2 hours to shake my hand and have me sign their autograph. And just the light in their eyes, how awake they were, how they were involved, how they gave me their business cards and their literature and their books and all the different things they were doing and how they're taking action, how they're battling Agenda 21, how they're battling fluoride, how they're battling globalism, how they're battling being disarmed, how they're battling big corporations getting tax exempt, but little companies not. But it's also frustrating because there's no way to shake 500 people's hands and then really all give them attention and listen to what they have to say. And in that is the paradox of it's exhausting. A politician will just shake your hand, and I used to get mad when I shake a politician's hand. Even Pat Buchanan, I was a big fan of Pat Buchanan for both his runs, went down in like 1992 when he was running. Took photos of him at the debate in Dallas, one of the early presidential Republican debates. Got a chance to shake his hand later. He's like, thank you very much, and just moved the next person. And I wanted to say something to him. But he had 600 people's hands or more to shake. But my problem is I actually look at people in the eyes. I measure them. You can't help it. You make that approximation. You listen to what they have to say, it brings up a whole data set in your brain, and then they're whisked off a minute later, and the next person, reload. I mean, you talk about devastatingly exhausting. That's why I don't do more public events, because it is grueling. In fact, just even talking about it, I'm feeling drained right now. I need to shut up. It was very, very empowering, very, very fun, and great to feel that energy. But then the aftermath, again, is empowering but also exhausting. But that's just the nature of the world. But I digress. It's just that I had more people come up to me in Toronto than I do in Austin, Texas. And Austin has been the number one city where the most people come up to me. I mean, sometimes every other person. And stares. And that's Alex Jones. That's Alex Jones. That shows that people are aware of this information, and a lot of them are upset about it and call themselves fans. I just call it somebody that resonates with the truth and wanting to have a civilization. So I don't know how we translate knowing that there's that information out there that huge amounts of people are awake. I mean, I was in airports in Chicago connecting through, and the airport in Toronto, and I had to fly out to Denver. Because the nanny was on vacation, I'd asked her to put my thing back in the safe, my passport. By the time I figure out, yeah, I don't have it in the safe that morning, Friday morning, I call her. She wakes up. She goes, oh, my gosh, I put it in the zipper inside my purse. It's right here. I'm sorry. So I jumped on a plane, flew to Denver, stayed the night, caught a plane in the morning, flew to Toronto. But the hotel staff, it was like Fight Club. Because a lot of people don't say they're listeners. Just at the end, they go, you don't need to check out. I know you had two bottles out of the minibar, Mr. Jones, like the show. And it was a Chinese, attractive Chinese, obvious immigrant. She barely spoke English. But she was working behind the desk. And she just walked up to us and said, no need for you to check out, Mr. Jones. By the way, I'm a listener. And then both the women behind the counter behind her smiled at me. And I mean, it's like Fight Club. And Buckley's experience in helping set up the TV network connections and all the rest of it, about 75% of the time, Fight Club works to our advantage in that they're fellow travelers, to use the communist term, but fellow travelers in liberty and freedom. About 25% of the time, though, they're not fellow travelers. And they'll even say, no, you're not going to get on TV. You're not going to. The industry won't stand for this. We're going to. I mean, people will actually try to block us. But the great news is freedom has a lot more friends than it has enemies. I mean, even people that work for corrupt elements of the system, they don't want their kids growing up in a New World Order tyranny. They know it's dangerous. They don't mind the money and the power they've got off of it, riding it up, but they can feel in their gut how dangerous it is. So I'm done talking about the good news. We got some bad news, obviously, here. But the good news is we know why we have the bad news, and we know how to stop it. And we know how to use the bad news that they want to use to get more power and more banker bailouts and more too-big-to-fail garbage to catapult around that sucker and achieve light speed for liberty. We don't have to fly into the sun. We can do that mathematical equation they've got for interstellar travel to go around the sun, use its gravity to slingshot around like judo and go to the next level. We can, as Ron Paul has said, in this critical juncture that he talked about in my film Matrix of Evil in 2003, that in a decade, maybe further out, the next 15 years, that these derivatives would melt down. They're going to try to get more planetary power, more world government, more cashless society as the answer to what they've engineered. And the answer is no, get rid of it and get back to truly transparent free market systems that are so successful and so wealth-generating, they do create unbelievable opulence and civilization and spoiled rottenness. But if you remove the spoiled rottenness and bring back chivalry to a free market, and that means if you want to fight a man or you want to go out the street and shoot each other, it's legal to do so. I've studied history. We have to return total free market, but also chivalry. The gang thugs won't be acting tough in the streets anymore. Because if they mess with a family, you can demand satisfaction, and then their leader has to come out in the street with you by sword or by gun. And I mean, you go, oh, that's backward. No, that's not backward. That's what built civilization. That's why people were very, very polite. You go to places like Spain or Italy, where just 150 years ago, you smart mouth somebody, they call you out in the street. I mean, you think the American West was the only place where guys would go out in the street and shoot each other? That's what duels come from. That's where all of this originates from. Many of our founding fathers killed people in duels. But their crime rate was much lower overall, and most people were very, very respectful. Because if you were going to shoot your mouth off, you're going to have to make good on that check. Your mouth can't write checks, it can't cash. And there wasn't welfare, and there wasn't a society based on obsessing over language and all this garbage. What they do is they have a society where they remove responsibility, and then they replace it with political correctness as the new chivalry that's anti-chivalry, all about pulling down the strong, pulling down the honorable, and having gangs of ninnies be able to engage in whatever crime they want, but then you selectively can be shut down and persecuted by them. Now, I'm done ranting on those subjects. When we return, there is a huge broadcast lined up today on U.S. stocks rally as S&P 500 rebounds from drop in correction. That obviously is the plunge protection team. China did that 3 weeks ago. It didn't work. Chinese market crash again and biggest collapse in 20 years. But don't worry, the Treasury Secretary says that we're not connected to China. And your head's not attached to your shoulders either. And we're going to get into Rutgers is telling people there's no such thing as free speech in their official manual. That's right.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil product by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't want no shackles on me.
The truth is, freedom is popular.
Don't want no shackles.
Don't and that's why the system openly wants to suppress free speech, because they're hitting the panic button.
I sit down with
There's video we're going to play later. Jakari Jackson did a news report on it. Comedian jabs Hillary Clinton for attending Bilderberg on national TV. Hillary Clinton goes to those Bilderberg meetings. She probably hooked up with some guy wearing a goat's head. He goes on to say both parties are controlled and bad. Bill Burr, one of the top comedians in the country. With Conan O'Brien. See, people are getting off the script. They don't want either party. But Hillary's really bad. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Well, since I mentioned free speech and how it's under attack, Rutgers quietly removes no such thing as free speech line after outcry. University refuses to address controversy. Rutgers had posted to their official student guide online the quote, "There's no such thing as free speech." Of course, the campus is supposed to be sacrosanct, the strongest free speech rules ever. And the people that call themselves the left took over the liberal movement in America, the classical liberal movement of Thomas Jefferson, of the Renaissance. George Washington's the founding conservative. This is in mainline history until about 60 years ago, by the way. This is not my opinion. George Washington's the founding conservative. Thomas Jefferson is the founding American liberal. And I like either one of them. You can debate either side of their views. Coming together, I'm in the middle of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. I am not in the middle of the Republican and Democratic Party, who are different totalitarian movements, different flavors, different agendas, but at the end of the day, it's all about centralization and control. Outrageous that they would do that. But they've been forced to back off for now. But this is serious, beyond North Korea-level brainwashing, when all over the country, now the official biggest gay, lesbian group came out 2 weeks ago and said, ban the word mother, father, boy, girl, all of it. We control language. We rule. And it's not that I dislike people. I don't like even having to preface that. It's that I dislike anybody that wants to put me in a cult and tell me how to talk and what to do, and you're going to teach my kids this and that. Every TV show I turn on now, it's about transgendered and the dads are gay and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like it's a total agenda. There's an article here today about Hollywood needs transgender actors. Little experience required, Reuters. Here's the headline. Wanted, transgender actors for Hollywood, little experience required, as part of the admitted agenda to just put it everywhere. And what's behind the agenda? Not to accept some tiny minority. No. Which the elite are totally into and just totally control the dominant areas of New York, Milan, L.A. These people are not being persecuted, let me tell you. And now some elite fetish is being pushed as if it's the new national flag. This is cultural domination. Because if they can do this, they can get away with anything. And it reduces population. Now, speaking of Hillary Clinton, there's always a bridge too far. And the attempt to sell Jeb Bush, the attempt to sell Hillary Clinton, these two political dynasties that are joined at the hip together, in business together, is not working. And now we have the headline, "Give it up, Hillary." Almost half of Americans say Hillary should halt presidential campaign. And that's in big establishment polls. It's much higher. Meanwhile, Obama gives Joe Biden blessing for 2016 bid, CNN. Get ready, folks. They're getting ready to flush Hillary. Draft Biden group circulates pro-Joe memo to DNC members. Meanwhile, Jeb Bush, desperate to gain ground on Trump, says Asians are abusing U.S. birthright citizenship. See, he's doing what Rand Paul won't do. Rand Paul, who I love, who is the best candidate, who I trust, who I know, who was the front runner until 3 months ago, will not touch the open border issue because of the libertarian left wing, that says it's libertarian to have open borders. It's not libertarian for people to come here and get everything for free. And the biggest group is not Mexicans coming in now. It's Chinese women. There's more Chinese women a week, some weeks 10,000 or more, who come here 2 weeks before having their baby. That's mainstream news. And they have the baby and everything's paid for. And then daddy can come in because mommy's already gets to stay as well. And that's not the 14th Amendment. It's a total scam. It's suicide to do this. We're going to go bankrupt. I can't go to China and have babies for free. It's not fair. And now even Jeb Bush is saying it, but Rand Paul, he won't do it because he's got people running his campaign that
We're
are crap.
On the march. Excuse the me. Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
You know, to say that the people running Rand Paul's campaign are horse manure is probably a little strong. I meant some of the directives, some of the political stances that are going on with Rand Paul are too milquetoast. And I say that from a friendly perspective, that if Jeb Bush knows he needs to come out against the Acre Babies to gain ground in the campaign, plus do the right thing, then what are you doing listening to your advisors? And I know that he helped not vote for amnesty. But he said he would have supported it if it would have been more transparent. Well, you can't have your cake and eat it too. It's not fair to pay for the 40 million illegals that are in this country. Now, they admit it's 40 million that came out in the census. Probably more than that. And 10,000 Chinese women a week. I mean, Jeb Bush, you can read his quotes, he talks about how it's organized by Chinese companies who then help get the women over here, basically sponsoring them, knowing that they're going to send money back to basically pay it off. These women are so poor in many cases, they can't even get here, folks. But once they get here and get the welfare and get the free baby paid for and all the rest of it, then they basically pay for the cost it took to fly them here as a tourist with a tourism visa, walk through 8.5 months pregnant, stay at a Motel 6, and then go have the baby. And, of course, daddy comes along a lot of times, too. There's a whitewash article. That's an older article about 10,000 in 2012. No, it's up to 10,000 a month in some cases. You can actually pull up a CNN article about it. And the CNN article is like an ad advertising it. How great it is. Hey, did you hear about this new cool thing? If I went to China and tried to make them pay for my wife to have a baby, they might harvest my organs. And I'm not even joking. That's what they do to political dissidents. They probably wouldn't harvest mine, though, because they think the government might make a big deal out of it. But if you're a Chinese citizen, you have absolutely no rights. And notice our media never even criticizes that anymore. And then when Jeb Bush came out and criticized the Anchor Baby movement, they came out with a news article saying it was politically incorrect. And he said, you know what? Big deal. Jeb Bush, people should chill out on the Anchor Baby controversy. He wanted the controversy. He wanted to be attacked. What I keep telling Rand Paul to do. Oh, but CNN says, sorry, Jeb, Anchor Babies is a slur. No, it's not a slur. You don't control reality, CNN. Where if we don't want people to bring a baby here on purpose to make it a citizen, to anchor them to the United States and all the benefits, that's one of the best definitions ever. How about a parasite baby? How about a bloodsucker baby? How about a vampire baby? How about a freeloader baby? You people all day want to abort every baby you can get to, but then you want their parents to come here and sign them up day one for welfare and everything else when the country is going bankrupt, and then you sit there with your political correctness playing on our good hearts and telling us it's wrong. Is it wrong that China and Mexico don't have anchor babies? Nobody's got anchor babies but Western Europe and the United States, and it's because there's a deliberate plan to bring in large groups of people to balkanize the cultures against each other. That's just a fact. Are these foreigners themselves bad? A lot of them have broken the conditioning and know about the New World Order, and that concerns the globalists. But it doesn't matter because the majority end up going under socialism because that's the mammary gland shoved in their face at the trough the minute they get off the airplane. Now Hispanic Republicans defend Jeb Bush over anchor baby ahead of border tour, as if he needs to be defended. This is how gelded we've got. We apologize. It's now in the news that in some areas of California, Texas, New York, other areas, trendy areas like Austin, they'll apologize and say, we still have male and female bathrooms, but we're having them torn out soon to put in unisex. We don't use the word boy or girl or father or mother, husband and wife. We're good. We follow orders. We do what we're told. We're in a cult. And they go to these things and have these liberal things called circling. And I'm sure there's some good ones, but there's also some bad ones. You know, Oprah Winfrey type stuff, where everybody just goes and hugs each other and goes, I accept you, and cries just randomly and just, oh, it's just crazy. They get rid of families, they get rid of culture, they get rid of a future, they get rid of any roadmap, and then they bring in their new roadmaps that are just basically cults. That's what this is, the cult takeover. The cult of Bernie Sanders, the cult of Hillary Clinton. And I'm not saying Jeb Bush is good. He wants to win. Bushes get into races to win. And he's going to have to sound more like Donald Trump to win. He would never do that. Bush wants totally open borders, globalism. His dad was the head of the CIA when they opened China up. He is a total Henry Kissinger minion and James Baker. I mean, you want 50,000 Chinese women a month they're having their babies? He'd do it. He's probably worse than Hillary because Hillary will have trouble getting her agenda through. If Jeb Bush gets in, he might actually get a bunch of it done because conservatives and libertarians will go to sleep for 4 to 8 years. Look at this article. Work in big tech for hire. Americans need not apply. A postgraduate student visa program is just another scheme to displace American technology workers. And why would you want to do that? Because it's a consolidation. It's a takeover. Are the Chinese women bad? Are the Mexican women bad? Are Eastern European women trying to get in with anchor babies? Are they bad? No. They want a better life. They heard they could have the baby for free, get some welfare, try to build a future. In many cases, they end up being productive. The point is that Americans don't even get this much support in many cases. Foreigners will get in-state tuition, but if you moved to Texas from New York, you don't get it. It's discriminatory. And why is it? To incentivize getting people here to exploit everyone. Talk about exploiting everyone. IRS finds yet another Lois Lerner secret email account, Washington Times. They've now found, what is it, six different secret accounts that this little cupcake has. And in the ones they've gotten, it's her scheming to go after anybody who isn't a communist, basically. She had yet another personal email account used to conduct IRS business. Tax agency confirmed in a new court filing late Monday that further complicated the administration's efforts to be transparent about Mrs. Lerner. The admission came in open records lawsuit filed by Judicial Watch. EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson, I'm going to say it again, had two secret emails with code names just like Lois Lerner and just like Hillary, and she had to resign. Petraeus had to plead to a felony over some papers at his house. I mean, this is just crazy. They use national security like a sycophantic idol to violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution when the real national security is long gone. We've been conquered by foreign offshore corporations that have 800 plus thousand foreign intelligence operatives with top level security clearances above top secret running everything. We've already been taken over like France in 1941 with the Vichy French. We are conquered. Now they want to come in with the Agenda 21, the regulations, the rules, take your land, take your property, raise your taxes, shut down your business, shut down your employer, harass you, shut down the local bank, federalize everything, force GMO seeds on you, force inoculations on you and your family. Tell you you can't use the word father and mother, boy or girl. There are public schools across the United States now banning the word boy and girl. Imagine the freakishness of don't say boy, don't say girl in kindergarten. And the kids learn there are no boys, there are no girls. It's hurtful you're a little girl. It's hurtful you're a little boy. You're inherently bad because you're a mammal. I'd expect a 6 foot or 3 foot tall green Martian alien in a spacesuit to be talking like that. You understand? That's what aliens would come to the planet and do and say, it is bad that you are breeding. It is bad that you have male and female. Women turn on male. Male turn on female. Take these shots. We love you. Never mind everyone dying around you. We come in peace. We come in peace. We come in peace. I mean, it's the same thing. The globalists are that alien, that evil, that out of control, and we sit here worse than the Jim Jones cult, as they load the cyanide in the Kool-Aid, in the grape Kool-Aid, and the cherry and strawberry and peach Kool-Aid, as they load the Kool-Aid, we are just here sucking it down, and it's now reached outer limits, twilight zone, bunker land, crazy town, insanity. Meanwhile, ISIS is running around Syria, blowing up ancient Roman and other temples, stuff even better than what's in Rome. They are just blowing it all up in mushroom clouds. And this is who our government funds and runs. I mean, just, we have a government of pure evil. And the longer we don't admit it to ourselves, the worse things are going to get. I mean, we don't just have kingpin government that wants power and prosperity and to skim off the top and rule it and be good old-fashioned narcissistic emperors. You can actually at least get a civilization out of that. We have people that want to just screw everything up and have everything upside down, and just the most sickening, degenerate, anti-human filth the world could ever imagine. That's what we become. And it's thoroughly disgusting. So Lois Lerner, not in trouble. Lisa Jackson had to step down. Hillary, done something far worse, hadn't gotten in trouble yet. Meanwhile, The Observer reports anti-American sentiment surges in Russia as U.S. officer taunts from his perch at Fox News. And I like Lou Dobbs, but he has this general on, Robert H. Scales, who says, quote, it's time to start killing Russians. And, quote, we need a bunch of dead Russians, and then they'll back off. I mean, that's like saying go up to a honeybee hive and attack it with a baseball bat, and the bees are going to run. No, they're not. I mean, this general, we've been picking on Iraq and picking on Syria and picking on Libya. Russia is not Libya. Russia is not Iraq. I mean, who is this guy? Some retired general shooting his mouth. Imagine Eisenhower, even if he went to war with somebody, shooting his mouth off about, we just need to kill a few Russians, and then they'll back off. Yeah, they'll just kill a few of them. They'll run with their tail between their legs. No, they won't. I got an idea. You go over there on their doorstep, and you start a fight with them. You send your sons, your daughters, punk, not mine. You want to blow the planet up? Go. I saw some article where there's a billionaire group looking to launch their own Mars colony. I tell you what, everybody that wants to kill each other and attack Russia for no reason, you can go to Mars and fight with each other. How's that sound? Then they'll all just mutate themselves and come back as little green men. Maybe that's what happened, actually. I'm being sarcastic. Okay, I haven't gotten any of the video clips, and there's a ton of them. I haven't gotten into China yet. We covered it in great detail yesterday. They have gone in with a plunge protection team to jack up the U.S. stock market. That's completely artificial. And some people say, hey, man, just cheerleader this whole thing, and it'll be okay. No, when we have 2.2 quadrillion in derivatives, when we have most stocks overvalued 5, 10, 15 times, depending on the stock, when you have the fact that if any of these billionaires ever tried to spend their money, you'd see inflation kick up so fast it would make your head spin. And now the Federal Reserve is signaling they're not going to raise interest rates. They're going to maybe lower them. How do you lower them from zero? They just give themselves free money. That's what that means. And the Chinese have lowered their interest rates along with lowering their currency 3 weeks ago. That will accelerate the global devaluation of currencies on top of a depression. So the money's worth less, but they're actually destroying the real economy, and the elites are only keeping the money for themselves and not letting a lot of it get out into the economy. And so you're seeing depression. That's why you'll go to one city and it's a dead wreck. You'll go to another, it's a wreck. But right next to it will be some thing that looks like it's Mount Olympus of just huge castle-like homes and jets and helicopters landing. And there'll be fences and armed military out front. I mean, this is already happening in Europe. And you're like, what's that? Oh, that's the rich district. And in the future, they'll just be flying up to their Elysium bases. That's a whole plan of Wernher von Braun. Well, I mean, what, you think that movie with Matt Damon figured all that out? I mean, this is real stuff they're talking about. Mars bases, undersea bases. They're already launching their own private ships, bigger than major cruise liners, that then dock in our cities during emergencies. The elites are running to ships offshore. And now we've got SpaceX, Elon Musk reveal Mars colonization ideas this year. And at least Elon Musk gets us all thinking. So Chinese market crashed again today in biggest collapse in 20 years. It had drugged down U.S. markets Thursday, Friday, and Monday. But to make the Treasury Secretary, can we cue him up one more time? To make the Treasury Secretary for Obama sound like he's smart, they just infused who knows what. It's secret. The president's open market team, the plunge protection team, or the Committee on Open Markets, technical name. Who knows what they pumped in to send it back up to their select stocks, setting the precedent that we have a rigged market, as the yuppies beg for that. so he can sit there and tell everybody that, see, China doesn't affect us, and the laws of gravity don't affect. You watch this week, next week, a month, maybe tomorrow, that stock market, if you look at the graphs, is going to start going down, 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 because it's so overvalued. And it wouldn't matter if it was so overvalued if it wasn't our whole economy. It'd be fine to speculate and ride it up and down if you had the money, like a casino, if it wasn't the whole economy. But they set it up where the artificial economy is everything to control us, making us a one-crop economy, fiat, BS, paper, and propaganda. So we're a two-crop economy. Let's go to the clip.
But I will say that China's markets are still pretty much separated from world markets. They're obviously moving towards being more integrated, but right now they're not. So you're not going to, I don't think, see the direct linkage there. I think the concern that is a real one is, what does it mean about long-term growth in China?
Okay, so there's Jack Lew. There's no linkage with China. They're just the number one country that owns our debt. Then the private Federal Reserve is the private bank that owns even more than they do. And we get something like 70% of our baubles and goods from them. But there's no linkage. There's no linkage at all. We just got 10,000 Chinese women a week coming here to have babies for free.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Coming up for about 40 minutes of the next hour, Joe Biggs and a state rep are going to be on with us talking about the ongoing demonization by the feds at the sheriff's department and police department level against the liberty movement, including members of state legislators. And we have a poster child for this totalitarian movement, who is the sheriff in Spokane. We're going to spend some time on that, looking into that microcosm to understand the larger picture. You know, the famous clips where the SWAT team guys saying, yeah, we've got armored vehicles for the patriots, the gun owners, the constitutionalists. And then the sheriff came out and said we were liars, that they didn't say that, but that we were scum and that we were death threatening him. Just all lies. And the guy's either trying to bait us or he's super stupid. And I don't think he's stupid. So we're investigating him. We know the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, have taken over a lot of departments around the country. They've been kicked out of departments. They've been sued. They've gotten in trouble. They have the media act like the reputable organizations. As far as I'm concerned from researching them, they operate basically, you hear about Scientology being pushy and doing stuff behind the scenes? Ha! Huh. And I don't support what Scientology's been doing, you know, stuff like that. Reportedly, but I mean, this is just way beyond that. It's like basically Democratic Party operations, clandestine operations. Remember what the White House-run Media Matters got caught doing 4 years ago, and Politico even wrote a no apologies whitewash, where they said our job is to infiltrate libertarian conservative organizations, get hired inside them, and sabotage them. I mean, if you get them in your building, they'll work for a year. And then activate on you and start just destroying stuff, doing whatever, getting you sued, whatever. I mean, they don't play games. They are professionals. They infiltrated and basically set up Elohim City, the white supremacist compound, 2 years before 95, and had that as a cutout. They ran the organization. They don't play games. And it's just disgusting watching them do their work. But we are investigating the sheriff. He's been trying to bait us into coming there. And then when we went there just to cover it and have a rally and try to be his friend and try to educate him, he made more false statements and fled the county. They're like, oh, sure, the sheriff's here. I'll talk to you. Oh, sorry, he's on vacation now for a week. And then was seen the next day, scared to talk to us and lied. And I guess he thinks lying's cute and lying's funny, so that's all coming up. There's new Planned Parenthood video where they're making jokes about dead babies and their livers. And that ties into Satanists showing up to show support for Planned Parenthood, this time in Detroit. I'm telling you, anywhere you show up, Texas Capitol, Detroit, New York, California, you just show up at a pro-life event and people will show up like, Satan won't get you. Ah, the baby's ours. Ah. And you're just like, whoa, they'll even attack you. The media will be like, look at these cute, loving people that came out to confront the evils of Alex Jones. I mean, it's incredible. One of them ran and jumped in a trash can when we chased him because he grabbed our microphone. He just slithered into a trash can. He had green skin. I'm not joking, just like a zombie. And he wasn't acting. He was, babies. And the other ones that were with him were going, death, murder, kill babies. Ah, I love Satan. I'm fat, I'm ugly. Ah. I mean, it's just like, what the? That's who we're fighting. This is who rules us. And they had communist flags. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. These people have taken over and 50-plus million babies' blood is on their hands and they love it. Infowars.com. Stay with us. We're going to cover it all coming up. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 5.56 ARs. Custom
Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.